plate a potential nugget.
Raghu, in this podcast series, we'll get to the insights from the book you've recently published. But before that, we end up spending a lot of time on people's journeys and their choices. So maybe just to give the listeners a sense of where you come from, can you talk to us a little bit about your childhood and how it shaped you?
Okay. I might be one of the few people around now whose childhood started in a joint family. Mm-hmm. Large house. And my grandfather was very, very much into culture. Yeah, I think, since you asked about what shaped me, I think that definitely had a huge influence. He was a very well-known author, in income tax and things like that. But his passion was to look at artists like Chembai Vaidyanath Bhagwathar was somebody whom he patronized. So we'd have a lot of concerts of Chembai at home. There was a huge room in which people would gather and there were these concerts. Apart from that, there was a person called Sushila Achyutaraman, who was distantly related to us. And she was into Harikatha. So she would come off over and, recite the Maha, the whole storytelling tradition. Na? And that was one very strong thing I remember. Plus, I think one of the things I go back to very often is my grandfather used to tell us stories. Mm-hmm. And he had he would read the Mahabharata or the Ramayana. And he would, recite some of those things, stop, tell us the meaning. And once in a while, he'll stop and he'll tell you a self-reflective story. Mm-hmm. Right? So I distinctly remember when this whole thing about Sita and all that came up, he actually wept. And he said, "You don't know, I've treated your grandmother badly," and things like that, right? So quite often nowadays, I wonder whether the way I teach is very much like that. It's very self-reflective. The book is also completely self-reflective. And that's the whole journey. So I don't know, maybe that was a big influence.
When I reflect on the journey in the podcast till date over the last 5+ years, I guess this notion of doing a little bit of reflection peaks at the end of each nugget started out as me trying to take the opportunity to reflect on a piece of wisdom from a guest and, wherever applicable, share a little bit of my journey, my struggles, and my learnings along the way. I sincerely hope that you find it helpful in your experience as a listener of this podcast. Listening to Raghu is also a useful reminder that I could do much more of this on the personal front, whether it's with my wife, my children, my friends, or someone else. It's such a simple but a lovely opportunity to build a real human connect with somebody around you. Take the stories and weave it with your reflections and your experiences as you share it. Thank you for listening.